And with us on the line this morning is Carol Christensen, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, Carol, snow.
No, yes, it was April. It is April, and it snowed.
Yes, well, it's been taking a long time to, after that early spring teaser, we've had, a couple of snowstorms. Now, the last one happened to miss us here in Cook County, but talk about snow, and is the moisture doing any good?
Well, first of all, the snow, it's not unusual to have snow in April. 6 inches across some areas of the Iron Range and farther north. So it's probably pretty much all melted by now since high temperatures yesterday were in the 40s and 50s. And as far as did that moisture help, well, we get the new drought monitor every Thursday, so we don't have the weekend snowstorm, and I'm going to, I put snowstorm in quotes because it was snowy, but...
No, it wasn't a blizzard or anything.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So, but the latest and greatest drought monitor still has the Minnesota Arrowhead in a severe drought. So, like I said many weeks ago, it's going to take a lot of moisture, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. To get out of the drought.
Well, we did have a little rain in the last couple of weeks, and it mm-hmm. soaked in pretty good. So that right. that was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's what we need, those nice long soakers.
Well, so what's it look like coming up? I mean, it's supposed to be a little bit warmer the next couple of days. I mean, are we going to inch our way into spring, and is any moisture going to come our way?
Well, we're slowly getting into spring. The next couple of days will be very spring-like with high temperatures in the 50s and sunshine. And then a little bit of chance of some rain midweek. And then after that, we're going to see high temperatures in the 40s, which is about normal for this time of year, but it might seem kind of chilly to us. After we've been experiencing such warm temperatures. Low temperatures, the coldest night this week looks to be Thursday night when we'll have clear skies under high pressure and we'll see a low about 30 degrees.
We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in the Duluth office.